So what else happens at Paw's Pet Planet? So you've got your course on Saturday, the first aid course for dogs. But of course, you are a centre there. You've got your day park. What happens? I mean, talk us through that. I mean, that's got to be a noisy experience. What do the dogs get up to?
Actually. We do, we do daycare, training. All the dogs that come to daycare have to have assessments prior to coming in, obviously, to make sure they can cope. And dog park as well on Saturday. Yes. Dog park, yes. It's the same facility as daycare, but it's where people can actually come and stay with their dogs.
Oh, right.
And watch them play and interact with other dog owners as well, rather than just using the daycare facility, whereby obviously, you know, when people are at work, they can come.
So it's like a doggy daycare, really, yes. Like you have a nursery for your children.
Yeah,
this
absolutely.
Is for dogs. You can take them there if you're working or whatever you want to do. You can drop them off for the day, the morning for a couple of hours. Is it that how it works?
We can do half days. We do have sleep times for them as well.
You're going to say sleepovers.
Obviously, it's a long day for a lot of the dogs, so we make sure they get their rest times as well to make sure they don't get cranky.
Do you read them a story like mid-afternoon?
We do read bedtime stories, that's right.
They get afternoon snacks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and a big bottle of milk. And they all curl up together under the blanket.
Yeah, that's it.
How many
and dream of cats?
Right. Yeah. How many dogs can you take then in one sort of day at the daycare?
Oh, we can take quite a lot. We've got a really big space. An average day at the moment is probably about 30 odd, yeah.
That's a big space, huh?
Yes. And is this air-conditioned indoors?
Yes, of course.
So it's really ideal for the summer, because more and more now I'm finding I can't take them out for long to walk them because it's
absolutely.
Just too
Because even in the evening, and that's something else, again, that I think a lot of people don't realise, is that it's, so even though the sun's gone down, it's still, the humidity level is so high that, again, because, and we could be walking and sweating and pouring with sweat, but the dogs aren't, so the dogs can still greatly overheat even in the evenings when the sun isn't out. They can burn their paws on the concrete as well. A lot of dogs get burnt feet on the sand. The only thing they don't burn their feet on is grass. But so all indoors, and we have indoor and outdoor area, and with a splash pool so they can cool off in the pool as well.
Could you see they get treated better than humans,
yeah,
really, don't they? Susan from Dubai has SMS'd in. There's a fan here, Michelle. Michelle is phenomenal. Dubai is very lucky to have her. If I could afford to send my toy poodle Emma to daycare every day, I would. Michelle is the most knowledgeable trainer I've come across here or in the US.
Oh, that's very nice. Thank
I think she's looking for a discount.
That's an extra bottle of milk for Emma the poodle next time.
Special story.
Emma is actually our smallest daycare client. She's a toy poodle and is very, very tiny. She's our smallest resident.
She's very cute.
With a big personality, though.
I was going to say, is she a big dog in a little dog's body?
Yeah, oh yes, definitely, she is. She doesn't know she's so teeny tiny, but she's tiny.
It's lovely, actually, to sit here and, I'm a cat person. I really like cats. I appreciate dogs, but I'm not over the moon with dogs, you know. I don't go out of my way. But it's so nice to sit here knowing that I can see from all of you that you really care about dogs and seeing how you talk about them so affectionately and using just all these references that are what you would use for humans, you know, about how they are, you know, they are children, etc., and
they're not children though. And I get thank you, Dinah. I just want to make that clear. No, because I know what you mean. That's lovely.
Yeah.
Thank you. But also that we do know the difference between a dog and a child. You know, because I think sometimes people think, oh well, you know, you care more about your dog than maybe I do. Maybe I do. I don't have children, so maybe. But yeah, we do understand that they are an animal and not a human, and as much care and respect for a human as well.
People feel just as passionately about cats as well. I have cats and I love my cats. And I think a lot of people think that you're either a dog or cat person. But I don't think that's true. I'm both, and I would never be without dogs.
We have
or
some
cats.
Resident cats as well.
Yes, we do. We have cats at the facility.
Yeah.
And you...
residents.
You've also got some animals, just a few. I mean, you know, you're not a canine. You're not there for people to take animals if they find abandoned animals or stray.
No,
rescue that's not what you do. That's not what you do. You would call canine or other animal sanctuaries.
We do advertise for dogs that are looking for homes, only for rescues. We do not advertise people who are looking to sell their dogs for monetary value. But we do have a couple of dogs that are just staying with us at the moment. they came from Sharjah Cats and Dogs Home, actually, shelter there, and unfortunately had run out of time due to space. So now they're happily playing with the dogs all day and staying with us. But if they want to advertise with us, email us, put it on our Facebook, give us a call. Don't bring them to the shelter. We're not a shelter. Bring them to a shelter, not our shelter. Mm-hmm. We are just a facility, but we are there to help. If they want help getting to know the dog, to maybe find them the right home, we'd certainly do an assessment.
A lot of dogs need some help maybe before they get the right home. So we recently helped someone rehome a dog that wasn't suitable for their family anymore and got them in the right kind of suitable family without younger children. So
you're really there
to help.
Yeah, to help people once you've got your animal in place for training, behaviour. There is a daycare facility as well, first aid also. So it's really all-round support for
and
the dog.
And socialisation.
That's really important. Grooming, we do grooming too.
Okay.
Well, big shop. So.
Right. And what would you say is the most common behavioural problem you come across with dogs here?
Behavioural, as in not training, is unfortunately probably the lack of socialisation or positive socialisation that dogs get. So barking and lunging at people, that's behavioural. Training-wise, as in jumping up, chewing, you know, that's the difference. There's a difference between training and behaviour. You know, for dogs that have issues, maybe haven't had a lot of positive experiences with different people, ethnicities, children, other animals, lots of different things. That's behaviour. Whereas training, jumping up, toilet training, is also a big issue too.
And so for something like jumping up, what would you advise? How do you train? Or you presumably you're training the owner as much as the dog, aren't you?
Yeah, a lot of it is human training rather than dog training. It's more teaching the owners how to get the right behaviours from the dog by communicating in the appropriate manner. Always when you look at training, you need to look at training the opposite behaviour. If a dog is jumping up, you condition a really good sit or down because the dog is laying down to greet someone, can't be jumping up on them. Sounds easy as it goes, sits are easy, but it's about generalising them and doing it with distractions, excitement levels, that kind of stuff. If they're jumping up for pure excitement, it's total training the opposite. If a dog barks, you train them to be quiet. You teach bark and quiet on cue. But there may be a trigger. They may be jumping up because somebody's walking by the gate. Then there's a difference. Then you might be going on the side of behavioural. Is there a problem? Are they scared of the people inside the gate? Are they becoming kind of guarding barkers? Whatever. The training and behaviour are very fine line. And very fine line. And it's only people qualified like Michelle to make that decision. Rather than everybody, will this work for my dog or your pet store or your that kind of thing. Yeah.
And qualifications, what are the qualifications?
There are no qualifications these days. It's not a registered, line of work. Anyone can turn around tomorrow and you can say you're a cat behaviourist and you can say you're a dog behaviourist.
Really?
Yeah.
That's scary. Very scary.
It is.
Obviously, Michelle has a degree. So.
A degree in what?
Animal behaviour. Yeah. And that's the difference between doing behavioural work. So for training, there are obviously bodies and you can get certain certifications, which if you're in the industry or you do a bit of research, you know what ones are worth more than others. So you can kind of gauge someone's ability that way. But unfortunately, no, there isn't anything that says, I have qualified to be a dog trainer. And anybody, I've taught my dog to sit or I've taught my neighbour's dog and
through
therefore
experience.
I am. Yeah, you can do a lot of damage that way, a lot.
So you could actually get quack animal behaviour.
Yeah, pretty much.
But you're not those.
No.
So the canine first aid training course, the first of its kind here in Dubai, is happening on Saturday at Paws Pet Planet. You are qualified there in the Canine First Research CFR, the Worldwide Certification Agency for First Aid and Cardiopulmonary Resuscitation CPR. Ladies, it's been an absolute pleasure. If you want to find out more about Paws Pet Planet, you can go to their website, pawspetplanet.com. So for now, have a great weekend and I hope it goes really well on Saturday.
Thank you.
And thank you, Dylan, for being my co-host today.
Always a pleasure, Sue. Looking forward to Father's Day.
Looking forward to Father's Day. Looking forward to some comedy as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Comedy.
Yeah. Have a great weekend.